The values voters who propelled President Bush to victory are pushing an ambitious agenda for his second term. To find out what they have in mind, we called Richard Viguerie. He's the man who turned direct mail advertising into one of the most effective ways to advance conservative causes. He's co-author of the new book, America's Right Turn, How Conservatives Used New and Alternative Media to Take Power. And Richard Viguerie is elated with the election results.
Conservatives have never experienced a situation where we have a president who refers to himself as a conservative and strong majorities in both the House and the Senate. So conservatives are very excited about the opportunity to implement legislation that they never had the opportunity to before.
Let me just ask you, did not Ronald Reagan refer to himself as a conservative?
Oh, absolutely. But he did not have strong majorities in both houses of Congress.
Does that all translate into the White House owing you conservatives?
No, I don't look at it as the president owing us. This is a president who campaigned on conservative issues and conservative values. This president is fond of saying that he means what he says and says what he means. And so consequently, we're excited about the opportunity to help this president implement his conservative campaign promises.
And what do you think that President Bush will do in a concrete way to turn the issues that you care about into, you know, a reality that you would embrace?
Well, probably number one on all of their agenda is judicial appointments. And so many of the problems that we experience as a country has come about because we've had unelected judges legislating from the bench, and that needs to be corrected. And the president made that very clear that he was going to continue to nominate judges who would interpret the laws of the land and not legislate themselves. So I think we're very excited about that possibility of turning the judiciary in a more conservative direction.
There's been in the news questions about Senator Arlen Specter, a Republican from Pennsylvania, who is in line to be the next Judiciary Committee chairman. Will conservatives fight that?
Absolutely. Not only will we fight it, we have been fighting it ever since he made those outrageous comments that President Bush should not send up judges that would interpret the Constitution in a strict constructionist way and might threaten Roe v. Wade. And that is just an outrageous position for the chairman of the Judiciary Committee to take. He's the chairman because of the Republican conservative voters. And I think it's incumbent upon the Republican senators to deny him that chairmanship.
Can you give me a quick list of the things you would hope and aim to have done in this next probably even couple of years?
Well, we start with judicial nominations. We want to have a much more conservative court, judges that are going to be in the mold of Judge Scalia and Judge Thomas. We would like to see no federal funding for stem cell research. We'd like a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. We would like to see the schools greatly improved, and one way you do that is by vouchers. We want more tax cuts. We want private accounts in the Social Security system so that we can save Social Security. We want oil exploration in Alaska and change our dependence, heavy dependence on overseas oil and gas. We've just got a very, very big agenda that won't be all accomplished in the next year or two, but it'll be a beginning, and hopefully the American people will be so excited about these changes that they will reward Republicans with many victories in the future.
Richard Viguerie is co-author of America's Right Turn, How Conservatives Use New and Alternative Media to Take Power. Excerpts of the book are at npr.org.